I'm sure that many of you know it. It's one of the most common retold rabbinic jokes about the rabbi who has two disputants in front of him, and one of them makes his case, and the rabbi goes, "You know, you're right." And the other makes his case, and the rabbi goes, "You know, you're right." And his wife standing next to him says, "Well, they can't both be right." And he says, "You know, you're right too." But actually, in the Jewish tradition, the wife is wrong. Because they can both be right. Because we learn in the Talmud that the disciples of Hillel and the disciples of Shammai used to argue about almost everything. They would disagree with one another about points of law and philosophy and ideas and so on. And one day a voice came from heaven. And God said, "Elu ve'elu divrei Elohim chayim." Both of those are the words of the living God. Now, how could that be? How could it be that in the same place, at the same time, you have a Republican and a Democrat, Hillel and Shammai, and they both could be right, as opposed to one side having an absolute monopoly on what is correct? But that's what the Talmud tells us. Elu ve'elu divrei Elohim chayim. If you think that your side is 100% correct, that says more about you than it does about your side. It bespeaks your inability to learn the insights of the other side, but God's bigger than our parochial view. So that being the case, you ask yourself, then why is it that Hillel was almost always chosen, not always, by the way, but almost always chosen as the side that won the Talmudic dispute? If they're both right, then how come you choose Hillel? And the Talmud goes on to say, because the disciples of Hillel were nochin, which means they were humble and kind. They used to state Shammai's position before their own. So whether you're right in an argument, even about ideas, depends in part on how you argue. And if you argue in such a way as to diminish or denigrate or insult or dismiss the other, then guess what? You're wrong. Just by virtue of the fact that nobody has a monopoly on truth, so who you are is as important as what you say. Recently, a book came out in Israel. It was actually a reprint of a book that was written by several very traditional rabbis after the assassination of Yitzhak Rabin. And they were reflecting on what happened and why it happened and what they had to do to change. And on a wonderful Orthodox website that called Hir Hurim that I regularly read, Rabbi Gil Student, who is the creator of the site, he summarizes the four major points that are repeated again and again and again in the essays of all the various rabbis. He says, the first thing that they say is, we are all in this together. There's not an us and a them. We must recognize that if we hurt someone else, another political faction, we're also damaging ourselves. In other words, as was put in a wonderful metaphor that I heard, and I don't know where it originated, but it's a great metaphor. The way to drown the captain is not to sink the ship. You have to be careful that the arguments you make recognize that we're all in the same ship. Second, our disputants, that is those you disagree with, also think what they're doing is best for the country. Even if we disagree vehemently, we're battling ideas and not people. Protest and debate the ideas, but don't vilify the people. Remember, what happened in Israel was people didn't say, we believe that Yitzhak Rabin's ideas are wrong. They called him a rodef, a pursuer. That same thing is happening here, and we have to be careful about it because it happens on both sides of the political spectrum, where people are vilified instead of ideas being disagreed with. Third, respect the office of the Prime Minister, regardless of who holds it. He's a symbol of the people. If you don't like who holds the office, campaign for one of his opponents. This is, by the way, true of nominees and office holders. When somebody, by acclamation of all the people, of half the people, of a substantial number of the people, is elevated to a position of respect as a president, as a vice president, as a presidential nominee, as a vice presidential nominee, to vilify them individually and personally hurts all of us. It hurts all of us. To treat them with respect that their position deserves and to disagree with their ideas, that's the Jewish way. And lastly, and this is particularly true for Israel, I don't know that you would say this as much in a political context in the United States, Geula, redemption, takes time. Don't be disappointed if it doesn't come today, tomorrow, next week. There are fits and starts to redemption. And I would say the same thing is true about political progress. It takes time. You cannot make things perfect overnight, no matter who you elect, no matter what you believe. And so patience also has to be part of the process. That being the case, we should realize this not only on a global level, but even on an individual level. We have to be careful how we argue, how we disagree. In this morning's Torah portion, Rabbi Sacks points out, and he is in a long line of rabbis who pointed this out, but he has a beautiful essay on the fact that there is no Hebrew word for obey. Do you know what word is translated as obey in our Torah portion? Shema, which means listen. Listen to God is another way of saying obey God, because in Judaism, obeying means listening and integrating and sometimes arguing and sometimes disagreeing. Sometimes, by the way, deciding that you were wrong. Sometimes changing, sometimes growing. And, okay, sometimes regressing. Going forwards and backwards. But that's the kind of debate that happens all the time in the Talmud. Elu ve'elu divrei Elohim chayim. In other words, Hillel doesn't have a monopoly on truth. Sometimes he's wrong. And so is Shammai. And therefore, they both have a place at the table. Half and half. Our country is divided. Pretty close to half and half. I don't believe, and don't think you should believe, that half of the country is deluded and stupid or heartless and careless. Instead, my guess is, and my observation is, people have hold of different truths. But God is bigger than any of them. God belongs with the Republicans, and God belongs with the Democrats. They get some things right and some things wrong. Now, the things that we may value the most as a Jewish community might lead us to one camp or to the other. But be careful how you speak about the camp you're not in. Be careful. Because ideas and words have consequences. They make a difference to people's lives, and we saw it in its most awful form in the state of Israel. What people said about Rabin had terrible consequences. It is a shame when people speak about others in ways that diminishes or dehumanizes them. We're all in this together. It is important that we remind ourselves, and if others forget, that we remind them. Elu ve'elu, divrei Elohim chayim. Everybody has a little bit of truth. Nobody has all of it. So let's keep talking. Shabbat shalom.